Everyone wants unsafe drivers off the road. Drive drunk, drive recklessly, and your driver's license can be suspended. So you might be surprised that about 40% of license suspensions are for things that have nothing to do with driver safety. Earlier this year, our investigative series, Guilty and Charged, showed that states revoke licenses when people don't pay court fines and fees. Police and motor vehicle administrators now say that's a bad idea. Here's NPR's Joseph Shapiro.
On a gray and chilly morning in Milwaukee, Desiree Seitz gets into the car she bought recently, a 9-year-old Hyundai Elantra for $12,000, her favorite color.
Yes, red.
Detailed on the door with small red and yellow flames.
The fire flames on the side. It came like that.
Seitz is 23, and there's something else she just got. She shows her new driver's license.
Yeah, I got my license last week Wednesday. And I just felt relieved once I got my license. Oh, I felt like when I get in the car, I just had no worries. I wasn't worried about nothing because I had everything that I needed.
She got that license just 6 days ago. Since then, she started one new job and applied for another.
Well, I do the newspaper.
She delivers it 7 days a week.
That started Sunday. And I do that from 3 in the morning to 6 in the morning. But however, I put in an application for Papa John's to do the delivery for them part-time as well. And that start off at $13, and you get paid gas mileage every single day.
That's on top of the job she already has as a personal care worker, helping a woman with a disability fix meals, bathe, and get dressed 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. She's driving to that woman's house now. And with this car and her license, she figures she can get new clients in the suburbs, where the pay is well above minimum wage. Plus, she goes to school 3 days a week at the technical college, where she's studying to be a pharmacy assistant. And she's the mother of a 4-year-old boy. Her mother, who lives across town, helps look after him. So all this striving starts with that driver's license, but she almost didn't get it.
That's what makes it so crazy, because how can you lose your driver's license before you even have the privilege to drive?
Here's what happened. This summer, Desiree Seitz went to get her first driver's license. She passed the road test. But then the woman at the DMV said she couldn't get her license because it had been suspended.
And she said, "Did you catch a case in Brown Deer?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, when I was a juvenile." She said, "Unfortunately, we can't give you any licensing until you handle this."
That case in the suburb of Brown Deer was for shoplifting. She took a pair of jeans and a shirt from a department store.
Just some clothes for me to wear to school. Right. Wish I would never did it.
That was some 6 years ago when she was 16. But there was a court fine on that juvenile charge, and it never got paid. Seed said she didn't know about the fine and that neither she nor her mother had the money back then to pay it. This September, when she tried to get her driver's license, she still owed $315. Because of that unpaid fine from years before, her license was suspended starting the day she got it, for 2 years.
Well, from a highway safety point of view, it's counterproductive because you're taking away the driving privilege of individuals, right, based on something that doesn't have anything to do with their driving ability or their safety record on the roadway.
That's Robert Ager, a retired police officer who is now a professor at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. He wrote a 2013 report for the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators. Those officials, and police too, worry that they're spending too much of their time suspending the licenses of the wrong people.
They want to focus on the people who pose a risk to the general population that's driving on the roadway. And those are usually the people who are suspended for, you know, things like hit-and-run crashes, DUIs, unsafe speed, reckless driving, those actions that we as a society consider severe and dangerous on the roadway.
His study found that nationwide, about 40% of people who lose their driver's license lose it for reasons other than bad driving. This all started with laws passed by Congress in the late 1980s. First, a law that took away the driver's license of men who didn't pay child support. Then one for people caught with drugs. Next, state lawmakers added reasons of their own, hundreds of them, that have nothing to do with unsafe driving. For failing to pay the fines on non-driving traffic violations. That's a reason to lose your license in at least 18 states. even for not paying parking tickets in 4 states, for school truancy 16 states, for bouncing a check, for graffiti, for not repaying your college loans, for littering.
Terroristic threats on school property is Pennsylvania. And then New York, advocating the overthrow of the government is the way New York lists it.
Ager says no research shows that once someone's lost their license, that they're likely to then change their behavior. But Colleen Eubanks of the National Child Support Enforcement Association says, first, just the threat of losing a license does make a difference.
It's an effective tool for motivating people to pay their child support.
She says billions of dollars of child support are collected each year once parents who owe money are warned that they're at risk of losing a license.
Driving is a privilege, and if you're not willing to support your children but expect society to do it, then you should lose the privilege of driving.
But there is also evidence that when people lose a license for a reason unrelated to safety, they take a suspension less seriously. One study estimates that 75% of people who've had their license revoked just keep on driving.
One of my colleagues, former colleagues at the court here, was fond of saying, you don't need a license to drive, you just need a car.
That's Jim Gramling. He's a former municipal court judge in Milwaukee. After Gramling retired from the court, he went to work as a volunteer lawyer at the Center for Driver's License Recovery and Employability. He helped start it. It's a place where people with low income who've had their license suspended can get legal help.
There is no eating, drinking, or talking in the courtroom. To branch number 2, representative for 2141.
On this morning, he's come back to his old court to help one woman who lost her license.
Hi, Adela. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. I've got an installment payment to make for a client. It's her first payment of many to come.
An unpaid ticket can result in an arrest. At the end of his time as a judge, Gramling dropped those arrest warrants for impoverished defendants, but they still had to pay off their fines. Similar ticket amnesties have been tried around the country, including this month in Ferguson, Missouri. Those programs have had limited success. Gramling says people with money just pay off their fines and avoid court, but people with little money often struggle when they get tickets.
Often they're living lives where they can't afford to leave a job early or at all. To go to court. They can't hire a lawyer, can't afford a lawyer. So they often let the cases go by default and don't challenge tickets that maybe should be challenged. It's tough.
Remember Desiree Seitz, whose license was suspended the day she got it? She came to the center where Gramling works and got the suspension lifted. Staff helped her work out a plan to pay her fine in small amounts over several months.
I'm very goal-oriented. I have a lot of goals that I want to accomplish. In a set amount of time, and that's what I'm working on now.
And it starts with a car, with getting her suspension lifted, and having a valid driver's license. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.